Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maran Imi Morasi Shiyichyu. It's based on the Torah of Maran Rosh Hashiva, our footnotes at Sound. It says in the Pasuk, Zachar Tzom Shabbos Lekacho, Zachar B'kin Sasa, Zachar B'yitziyasa. To remember Shabbos when it comes in, you have to remember Shabbos when it goes out. That's what's we learn, that's what's derived from this pasuk. Can Rashi Nazir Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Magid Mishnah on the 29th Perek of Shabbos Halacha Aleph. Zechreo B'kinisaso B'itziaso, and Kiddush and Havdalah. So we have to understand what's the Hagdara of Havdalah. Kiddush is Havdalah, something's Mekudesh. So it's Mufresh Mechaveiro, it's separate, holy is separate. Kaddish Yisrael that were moved out were separate from the Umas HaOlam. If we already did a Mice of Havdalah Ben Kodesh L'chol by being Mekadish B'Knisasa, what does Havdalah B'Yitziyaso help us? And Kiddush V'Havdalah Shnei Tzadim Shamut Be'achas Harayat Mekudeshesli is the same as Asurat HaKulayam V'Kehekdesh. Thus Kedushin Beis on Beis. Ayin Sham. So what's this inyan of Kiddush? That's of Havdalah, that's different than Kiddush. Kiddush is also Havdalah. When you're Mekadosh, you're Mavdil. You're separating, you're saying it's holy, it's separate. So it's two sides of the same coin, so why is it necessary to be Mavdil after you're ready Mekadosh? Not only that, but Havdalah is different, Mekadosh is man, than all the other Havdalahs. Mekadosh is B'chor Behemah, L'mashal. The Behemah is automatically holy, the Kiddush is not totally in us. Nevertheless, we have a mitzvah to be Mekadosh B'pek Shabbos also. Shabbos is automatic. So saying Kiddush doesn't activate any Kiddush din or creation of a situation that wasn't in existence before the Kiddush. But Havdalah Shabbos is a din beforeish that you're not allowed to do Malacha until you're Mavdil. Whether it's Alakos, you say Baruch Hamad and Kodesh L'chol. In other words, Amir's Havdalah here is not just the Shem Kiyom Mitzvah, the Maitza. Havdalah is Poel, this Chiddush, Yitzir's Matzah, creates a new situation, transforms it from Kodesh to Chol. So if so, from two perspectives, we recognize that Havdalah of Shabbos requires a special Hagdar. It's not Stam Amir Lahavdil Ben Kodesh to Chol. Kiddush is Mavdil Ben Kodesh Ben Chol. Shabbos is already holy without the Kiddush, we're just adding on to the Kedusha. But Havdalah is different. Havdalah actually creates a matzav where it's no longer Kodesh. So you have to understand the exact Hagdara, the exact definition of Havdalah. Not only that, the Benusach Havdalah, the Ikar is, in the words Ben Kodesh L'chol, more than Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Tmei HaMaase. Without Ben Kodesh L'chol, you're not Yotze Yidei Chobes Havdalah. And that thus Fadut Abir, that requires an explanation. The whole Atzma Shal Havdalah is that we want to be Mavdil after Shabbos. So why is being Yom HaShvi'i L'Shesh Tmei HaMaase less important than being Kodesh L'Chol? Welcome to Sochim, Daf Kuf Gimel, Kuf Dalet. Why is Ben Kodesh L'chol, excuse me, more important than Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shesh Tmei HaMaase? The Iker should be Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shesh Tmei HaMaase. The whole word is to be Ma'abdil Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shesh Tmei HaMaase. So why is Ben Kodesh L'chol even more important? So we want to explain his soul because he's just a Samanim. And the Sefer of one of the Gedolim of Farshim is a good Kasha. Musaf of Shabbos is a din of a neshama parms fasena. That it's instead of the of tefillah, instead of a carbon. You have a carbon d'oraisa. Instead of the carbon, neshama parms fasena, we say musaf. Nevertheless, v'seich ha'tfila, say mangel along korjin chalalo, that those who are ma'aneg the Shabbos will be nochel covet. Now, oneg Shabbos not da'iraisa, it's midivrei seifrim. Shin sparsho adean avim v'kratz la Shabbos seinek. So the darus also, yor makayim musaf b'liyin shal seiruf ha'oneg. So, tfilas musaf, which is for the chi of da'iraisa, of musaf, what place is there for oneg, which is only the rabbanim, which is only midivrei kabbalah? How does oneg get into musaf? Oneg is midivrei kabbalah. The musaf is the daraisa of an asham of parm sasein, or of the carbon we were supposed to bring. So we'll explain based on a yisod from Shul at Diskins at Sal, even though the halacha is not gas le'etzim adiburim, it's just for the sake of siur v'av har, for the sake of clarification. The Rosh brings the name of Rami Rutenberg, the din of pikuach nefesh b'chol ha-mitzvahs is the din of d'chuya. Bilbiachas l'Shabbos, he hutra. Din of pikuach nefesh b'chol ha-mitzvahs is really d'chuya. That's all the mitzvahs in order to save a life, we're d'chuya the mitzvah. But Shabbos, we say it's mutter. Shabbos becomes mutter. And this is built on the yisod of the afusa of pikuach nefesh d'chuya Shabbos in the pasuk of kodesh yilachem. Chazal darshan Shabbos misur b'yedchem v'enetem misur b'yed, the Shabbos given to you, and you're not given over to Shabbos. Second opinion, that we learn this klal from the pasuk of Achai b'hem v'lo sheyamos b'hem, on the first day is a pircha, either the makor is kodesh yilachem, that's not enough to be matri chilul Shabbos if there's safik pikuach nefesh. But if the makor is v'chai b'hem, then we can learn v'matri pikuach nefesh, even in an oifen of safik, because v'chai b'hem is mashma, that we have to make sure that we're going to live. Kodesh yilachem is if there's no suffik pikuach nefesh. It's mesur b'yadchem if you know that you're going to die, but if it's only a suffik, it's not mesur b'yadchem. T'chai b'hem, we can be mati pikuach nefesh even if it's time a suffik. Because v'chai b'hem means that we have to make sure we're going to live. And this Maral Diskin explains that the first day of the makor of kodesh yilachem isn't completely rejected. If it's vade pikuach nefesh, then we say kodesh yilachem, shin miseres b'yadchem, and atem miserem b'yada. And if we can learn from here, sheshabbos hutra. Hashem came b'shar mitzvahs, all we have is a dichui. B'shar mitzvahs, all we have is that it's pushed off. Here we have Shabbos is hutra. It's completely mutra. Shabbos nimserahi b'yadchem, and atem miserem b'yada. Shabbos is given to you, you're not given to it. In case of suffik, we have to come on to the other limit of a chai b'hem. But if not, in case of suffik, then we say in the case of Vadei Pikuach Nefesh, we say that Shabbos is Hutra. Nevertheless, we have to explain why Behemoth B'chol HaMitzvahs Din Pikuach Nefesh is only a Dikhui. By Shabbos, it's Hutra. And also, Mech Tesi, that Nimser B'yedchem is only talking about Chaim. Maybe Shabbos is Nimser B'yedchem even for Yisurim and other things. Why only a lot of Shabbos Mutter for life-threatening situations? It should be even for Yisurim and other things. First we'll say the sentence, and then afterwards we'll expand. B'chol HaTorah Kula, there's a steer between Kiddush and Lachem. Hekdesh is usher to you. Only on Shabbos there's a matzav of Kodesh Yilachem. The Kiddush is Lachem. And therefore, B'koch Nefesh B'Shabbos is matir and it's not Deiche. Because the Kiddush is Lachem. It's Nimseres B'yadchem. That's the sentence. The sentence is that normally we just are Deiche the Mitzvah. Not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Kiddush is yours. And therefore, since it's yours, it's completely mutter on Shabbos. Shabbos is hutra in the case of Pikuach Nefesh. Not just pushed off, it's completely permitted. The Hasbara is that it's well known that Tzchar Mitzvah Ha'al Malekah. L'oilam noigu ha'klal shel yom la'asotam u'machai l'kabel scharam. There's always a klal of today do it and tomorrow be makabel l'schar. There's no schar in this world. But there's no mitzvah that it's muchuch mitoicha, that schar is l'oilam hazeh. And except for one mitzvah, where it's muchach and chreach that there's going to be no schar in this world. And this mitzvah is kiddush Hashem v'harig v'al yavur. Because in such an instance, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, a person's moiser nafsha. He's moiser this entire world, v'akrocha, that it can't be that the tashlum, the schar is going to be in this world. It has to be when one gives up one's life, the schar is not going to be in this world because he's dead. So it must be the schar is going to be in the next world. That's one mitzvah that it has to be schar is the next one. However, there's one mitzvah that adarab. We can hear the echoes of the schar mitzvah even in this world, and that's Shabbos. Me'ein olam haba v'yayim shekiloi Shabbos. It's me'ein olam haba, the day that's eternally Shabbos, yom shekulo tov. It's me'ein called tashlim schar demachar. It's a me'ein. It's similar to the tashlim, the schar of tomorrow, and therefore, on the day that the schar is b'p'chinas ha'yayim hazeh, Efshin no yigdin shal mesirus nefesh shalev b'p'chinas tchiyah v'loim ha'shem etziyus ha'shabes netchis mepaneh. Shehi atzma koylel es gam ha'mocha l'kabel schar b'yayim hazeh. U'memeila miyuchedes hi shabes b'zeh. Shepikroch nefesh matir melocha v'loi doicha yisir. Shehi nemseres b'yadchem haino elam ha'schar. And therefore, on this day that the schar is b'p'chinas ha'yayim hazeh, has to be in this world, that's Shabbos, because Shabbos, you're getting in this world, the schar of me'ein lasid lavo. Kind of a din of dying. And the Metzias for Shabbos is going to be Docha your life. Because Shabbos is Koilel the Machal Kabbal Scharam in this world. So in the Mela, it can't be that you're going to die and only get in the next world. It has to be in this world. So it must be that Pikoch Nefesh is not the Malacha, not Docha Nisr. Because it's Nimseres B'yetchan. Not just doicha, it's matir, because Shabbos is given to you, because Shabbos has to be the schar to be in this world, so you can't die for Shabbos. It's shaykh. So now we get back to the kash, to answer the kash of that gadol, who says that we mentioned oneg b'matbeat tefilas musaf. That is that we have to know that the oneg that's muskar sham is mikodesh ilachem, b'chinas alachem, is called the schar of yom haShabbos. Nepechin of Shabbos is Dairaisa. The Takanas of Oneg of Machel, Misht, etc. Specific Takanas of Dirabonah. But that's a minion of Lechem, that Shabbos Mesur Lechem. It's yours, that it's main Schar, Bavada is Dairaisa. Because Shabbos itself is Kolo Besorcha as Schar, the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Shabbos includes the Schar of the eternal day. Shabbos. Says Shabbos, of course the Oneg is Dairaisa. Don't ask me how come. We're mentioning Oneg. It's not Daraisa. It is Daraisa. The Takanas Pratios of eating and drinking, etc. That's Daraisa. Have a little snooze. It's also... those are Midyavei Kabbalah, the details. But the fundamental inyan of being Misaneg B'Shabbos, that is the Rabbon. That's Daraisa. Just the details of the Rabbon. Midyavei Kabbalah. The etzem musik of oneg is dairais. About pi advarim eilu, we can understand the yisod and the chiddush b'kedushas zmanim, in contrast to all shara kedushas. Shara kedushas ain bem atzman bitul eilu she'enon kadosh. When we talk about other kedusha, there's no bitul to those that aren't kadosh. In other words, behema kedusha ain't zet bitul l'sha'ar behema she'enon kedushas. Eretz Yisrael b'vchinas ha'makom in b'bitul l'sha'ar makom es'olam. Normally we have Kedusha. There's no bitul for the places that aren't holy. But Kedusha Zmanim includes in it the bitul to that mahus of Zman, which is Chol. Because the olam aschar and the olam avodah, tarati disasri, are inherently contradictory. Today you do, tomorrow is olam achol. Today you do, it's an olam achol. And tomorrow you're makabel schar, it's the olam ha'kedusha. There's a steer between the olam ha'kedusha and the olam achol. And of Shabbos, it's the only mitzvah you see the lamachar, the schar, the meila, in Shabbos is encapsulated the stira, the bittul, the mehusachol. And since Shabbos is tchila mekrei kodesh, this klal is noig b'chol shar zman, and that's mevata b'chol. And the meila be yitzias Shabbos, we require a special mice of havdalah, and it's a stoppage of the chol, has to be of stoppage. Of the bittul of the chol, Shabbos is mevatel the chol, and we need a special act to stop this bittul hachol because Shabbos is a stira to the chol. And there's no havdalah me'ileh shachol nichnas. It's not an automatic havdalah that the chol comes in. No, you need an act, something active, because there's a stira here between Shabbos and chol. So you need to do something active in order that the chol should come back. You mevatel the chol on Shabbos. Because the inyan of Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos and Yontif is not just the second side, the other side of the coin of Kiddush. If that were true, we would need Havdalah. If which is the Chazara and Kiddush Avdol Motzei Shabbos, and nicety of dying to be mafsik the bittel of Chol. And this is miyuchad the Moadim, because only b'kedusha Moadim we have bittel Chol. Behemoth, this isn't shaykh, there's no bittel Chol. When an animal is holy, it's not mevatel the animals that aren't holy. So therefore, the emphasis is on being kodesh l'chol, not being yom hashvi'i l'shishit mei ha'amos. It's on being kodesh l'chol. Because in order to be mevatel the stoppage, we require havdalah. There's a stoppage of chol. We require a havdalah to nullify that. We need to create a new situation of chol. Without it, lo yam makom chol b'sech matzah shemar. Otherwise, there'd be no room for chol in the world. Somebody who absorbed within himself the holy lights of Shabbos and Moed feels in his heart very faithfully a special elevation of this world. You really get Shabbos and Moed, you feel this world's been elevated to a different world, you're in a different stratosphere, so to speak. Now that we prepare for the chol on Shabbos, not because you're mechabing the malacha l'zman ha'asid, because you can't. There's no such thing as chol on Shabbos. Shabbos is eternal. You need a special stoppage of this bittel chol. Otherwise, there's never going to be chol. In the present matzav, there's never going to be chol again on Shabbos. So we could expand even more, but we're not going to, because sometimes when you expand too much, you miss the ikon kuda. And here we want to emphasize the ikon kuda dvarim ha'yinu flying. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.